Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
All right, new episode of BFFs, except we're missing one of the BFFs. Clearly, first time in the history of the show, Josh. And shit comes up. Last second, he had to bail. That's fine. People who know me, if I thought he was just fucking around, I'd be like, oh, what's this kid doing? But he had real shit. So whatever. It's going to be me and Brianna today carrying the show. We got a special guest, Harry Josie, who's going to be joining us soon. So maybe he'll just fill in for Josh, and we'll get through this thing. So
he's here. New episode. He's already here.
Is he here?
Yeah, if we want to let him in already and have him be the third BFF.
Let's get him going. He's going to be like, what the fuck? I was trying to get some TikTok followers.
I know.
With the old guy. There he is. Can you hear us?
What's going on?
All right. So did you just hear what we said, Harry?
Nah, nothing.
So you got fucked because here's the deal. You probably came on this show. You're like, oh, Josh Richards. He's got a million. He's out. He had personal shit he's going to take care of. So you got me and Brianna.
Perfect. Amazing.
You're the third BFF accent today.
And now I was wondering. So I'm going to tell you. I feel like all girls know who Harry is. I don't know where the guys land on him. I'm going to say 30% of an average guy. I never watched the show. I never watched Too Hot to Handle, but I started hearing your name, and obviously you've done shit with Alex. And yeah. I've heard girls, just when they name, like, guys they think are super hot, like their top list, I start hearing Harry Josie. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
Girls,
and
love
I bumped
you.
Into you, by the way, a couple times. You're in Miami a lot, right?
Yeah. I bumped into you in the elevator, and I was like, what up? But I thought you were just on a mission. You may have been drunk or gone to go see a girl.
No, I wasn't. I was normal. I'm not going to, like, sweat a dude. So it's like, I saw you in the elevator. I knew you were. I was like, hey, what's going on? And I knew you did shit with Alex. So I was saying hello. Yeah. But did Alex actually may have told me? I can't remember. That you thought I hated you? Is that
I thought you didn't like me after Miami because I saw you like twice. I was like, man, this dude's giving me like bad energy. Maybe I did something.
So I'm a bad energy guy.
I was like, oh fuck, maybe I did something wrong. I don't want to get into a bad side.
No. I had nothing. I said hello to the elevator. Maybe I saw you at the pool quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah. No. How often are you in Miami?
I was there a handful of times, but I can't go back. I just keep getting – I've become the worst version of myself.
I hear that.
I'm some time away.
That's what Miami does to you.
I was bad. Yeah. Are you guys there now? You guys are there for a minute.
I am. I've been here for a month. I just got a place here, so the bad version of me will be coming. I shouldn't say the bad version. The weekends are pretty bad I'm out too late and maybe party too much. But the weeks I'm pretty good. Like the weeks I'm kind of doing work and recovering from the weekend.
Yeah, just everyone's just hot and wants to have a good time. So that's why I have to lock in L.A. for a minute.
And that's not the case in L.A.?
Well, it is, but like I'm a little bit more – I have a routine and shit over here, whereas once I go to Miami, I kind of just let my nipples out and go a bit crazy.
Okay. So I'm curious now on this because, again, I didn't watch the show. So your kind of rise here, I don't want to say caught me off guard, but – It happened quickly in my view, in which I start hearing your name. You're off the show. You have your own podcast. You've done shit with Alex where, you know, we know how Alex does it. You're slinging it. Like, where are you in terms of stardom, would you say, right now?
It's a weird area because, like, reality TV stars, we kind of have, like, a lifespan of, like, a month to a year. We have a month where we're, like, super hot, but what I come to realize is why I jumped onto the podcast space is because no one really knows who the fuck I am. They saw me on the show. They saw like 10% of me. They saw me lie, hook up with this hot chick. And then that was it. Like people don't really understand me and stuff like that. So I've kind of just been like working a little bit this year to try and like diversify myself a little bit. And now people see me as like a TikToker, which I don't know if is a good thing. But that's just pretty much it. I've just been moving in a direction to pull away from someone that people don't really know about. Because you look at, like, say, Josh or Tanner, their following and their fans are like, you're like ride or die because I've known them since I've been growing up and stuff like that. Whereas someone like me in the reality TV space, our window is so much smaller and people don't really get a grip on it or get any idea of how quick it goes. So there's a lot of, like, I was watching like a lot of the other reality TV stuff from like Love Island, and they kind of just pissed away the opportunity to try and make something of it, because they have their 15 minutes, they make a couple hundred K, and they think it like this is it. So yeah, I'm just doing my bit to keep the momentum moving, working on new shows. Really enjoy the podcast space. It's shit so much fun. But yeah, that's about it.
When you say you're a TikToker, like how many TikTok followers you got?
I got 3.9 million. So I'm cranking up a little bit. I just did a TikTok. Me and my ex are kind of going at each other online, which is really good for views.
I have it on here. Your ex being Francesca.
Yeah. She actually texted me before this, and she, cause I was like, oh, I'm going to go to a podcast at BFFs. I'll talk to you in a little bit. And she said, please don't talk shit about me. I know it's a gossip podcast. I was like, don't worry about it. It's fine.
it's a gossip podcast. Who's she? Without knowing her, what, she thinks, what world does she think she's in?
Everyone like, thinks that... BFFs is so bad and that we talk shit, but we really don't.
No,
yeah, you guys are hanging out.
and I'm looking at this right now, and I'm seeing notes that says you guys are back together.
No, not at all. There's a bit of hot water at the moment. So I haven't even explained this on my podcast where I had one of those weird days, you know, when you get like a feeling in your stomach, you wake up and you're like, something's not right about today. Something's off. So I had one of those days. It was like last week on Saturday, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to go for a run. I'm going to get some sunshine, did some hill sprints. And then I was a little bit sore. So I'm like, fuck, I'm going to order a masseuse to come to my place. I get this massage lady pulls up. Her name is Francesca. I'm like, this is weird. It's a weird day. Something's going on. I check Instagram, and all my other like cast members from my show were like, oh, happy 1 year since the show happened. So I just said, fuck it. It's been a year. We had probably the ugliest breakup. I'm just going to text her the most pleasant, like no ulterior motive text message. And it was just like, essentially I said, hey stranger, it's been a year. I hope we can be adults, move forward. I don't want to look back and see you as a stranger. And at the very minimum, I'd love to be your friend again. And that was pretty much it.
So a couple things. What do you mean you fucking ran hill sprints? What are you getting ready for? Who runs hill sprints? Are you trying to like get your 40 time down? Like that's what running hills are for. What are you doing that for?
It's just good cardio. I don't know. I was just with some boxers and we just decided that it was a good idea.
They're boxers. Like, are you going to get in this boxing game? Like hill sprints is that's you're getting ready for like an athlete. And then you go home and you get a masseuse. Like what life are you living?
Dude, what are you
Miami? Like you're running hill sprints and then you get a masseuse to your house. Like what?
I don't know. I thought it was like a normal Saturday.
No, that's TikTok not a normal money. Saturday. The girl, Francesca. Bree, do you know who Francesca is?
Yeah, so she was on the show with him. That's how
yeah,
they,
I get
they
that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, if he's like right now, let's just put a number. Say he's 8 in terms of the celebrity. Francesca, I have no idea. I don't hear that name. Where is she? Is she like doing the same thing in a parallel universe?
I think Harry blew up a little bit more because he got involved with the bigger group. Like he got involved with Tana. He started making videos with all of those
are
people.
You clout farm? We had her on. She just says she fucks everybody to clout farm. Is that what she did with you?
No, me and her have never hooked up.
Bullshit.
So that's
I don't believe it. I don't buy it.
That's what everyone says. I said to her, let's just sit down for a YouTube video one day with a lie detector, because we legit have never done a single thing. Because
how
I
many
met
times
her.
Have you rejected her?
Huh?
How many times have you rejected her?
It's never even been like.
She tried to fuck me.
Yeah, but you're Dave. Come on.
Yeah, but you're a good-looking guy. You got this clout. There is no chance that – I know Tana well enough to know if she could fuck you, she'd fuck you. And
see,
I don't know her at all, by the way.
We met because she fucked Francesca, and it was, like, awkward at the hype house. And I was like, fuck it, let's just get dinner and, like, not make this awkward. So we sat down. We realized we're both just absolutely chaotic. Like, it's a friendship where she'll tell me when she's going to take a shit or what dude just ran her raw on the weekend. Like, it's not – it's legit like one of the boys.
Still doesn't make sense.
I don't know about that. I don't know, but something seems fishy.
Yeah, I don't believe you actually at all. But the flip side of it is they don't seem like people who would lie about doing it. I mean, Tana loves, like, putting fucking bodies on her account. So I don't know why she wouldn't say it.
Exactly. Here's the thing. I've been completely transparent and honest with the people that I've hooked up with. So there's literally no reason for me to lie about Tana. Everyone assumes it. So we just double down on it. We're just like, you know what? It gets views. We may as well just keep running it up. And we're best friends. So we enjoy the controversy.
Would you not hook up with her because she hooked up with your ex?
I wouldn't hook up with her because I see her as like a sister.
Okay.
I'm not like,
all right.
I feel, yeah. I wouldn't. Plus, my type is very like different than Tanner.
So what's your type? You had a thing I know with, and here's the women that you've been linked to, and you can just say true or false. Stassi, who's Kylie Jenner's BFF.
No, nothing's ever happened with Stassi.
Why do people say that?
It's because we did it, two TikToks together. We used to hang out all the time. It was just like, we're just
Are you somebody who lies?
No, never. No, I promise you, I've never, like, I swear on my mother's life, never with Stassi, me, just come best friends. Yeah.
Okay. You did fuck Julia Rose. You guys had like a thing, right?
Yeah.
Why are you hiding? Yeah, that's like public knowledge. Even I knew that one because of the Jake Paul shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad. That was a messy situation.
So like walk me through what happened with that.
It was just like one of those, it was like a summer romance. It just happened, like blew up overnight. We were together like every single day for like a month. We went to Vegas. She tried to marry me there. We were fucked up. We had a great time and we had a conversation. I was like, look, like I want you to be my girl. And she's like, I am your girl. So that's where I thought we were dating. And then we get back to LA. I'm like, cool. I want you to meet Stassi. I want you to meet all my other friends. It was like a Halloween party that night. It was a great night. We go back to her place, wake up in the morning. Something was like off. I'm like, something's off. I better go get a food. So I went and got her a fuckload of pancakes, all this food. Something was still off. So I'm like, okay, she's not hangry. I'm just going to leave because I may be the problem or she may just be sick of me. So I went home. She texted me. She's like, hey, I want to talk to you about something. And then the text messages were just super cryptic and didn't make sense. So I'm like, look, I'll give you a space. Go do your thing with your friends tonight. And then apparently that night she ended up just getting piped down raw dog by Jake. And then I was like, well, I don't personally care.
Were they already together before that?
Yeah, so they used to date and they were like in love. So I get it because I'm like, you know what? There's love and history and you can't compete that. I just met this chick. So it's super quick. So I was like, whatever. But the issue was, and then Jake was more upset about it than I was. And he was like chirping at me. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can make a bag off a breakup. That was about it.
Got it.
And then okay. I went and fucked his girl in Miami.
Got it.
And he did nothing.
Wait, say that again?
I went and fucked his girl in Miami and then
who's
him
this
and
girl?
We did nothing. It was just some random girl that I could that they were hooking up for a minute or dating. I don't know
who. Do we know who she is?
Nice. Nah, she doesn't matter.
Does everybody know? And by the way, if you're trying to make a bag, isn't that what you just said? Once saying the name, like your business is being in the news, so anything like that is good.
My issue is I just don't want to bring people who don't need the drama or like bring them into it because. It's just between me and him at this point. I thought it was smart by Julia if she's trying to manufacture like a boxing match around her because then she gets brought into the.
Julia Rose, I've never met. She seems like the premium or supreme. I'm going to make everything about myself person to raise my profile. Almost like a Tana.
Yeah, she's a very sophisticated clout farmer. She's the top tier. She's level A grade for sure.
I like saying that.
She's good at it.
But in a weird way, what how would you describe, like, isn't that your world to a degree? Like, I look at you like, if someone's like, what does Harry Josie do? I'm like, he's a sex symbol guy. He's like a good looking guy. And he's like in the news dating other clout farmers and like that's his game.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I'm still like just a year into this game and like trying to figure it out and what's going on. I've been trying to pull away from that a little bit and be more mainstream, like media wise, because I realized that like it's pretty easy to be a TikToker. It's pretty easy to be big on one platform, but it's a little bit more of a challenge and a little bit more rewarding when you have, say, a show or you're doing other shit. Like anyone can pick up a phone and hit the Renegade. It just takes consistency with that stuff. So I've just been, I've also just been like very hungry for meeting new people because I haven't really, you know, it's my first year in this space and I haven't really had a chance to see what this world is like before this. So when people say like I'm just clout farming and stuff like that, it was just because I was more so curious. Like I feel like a lot of people are once they blow up overnight, they're like, oh, I want to see what this person's like. I want to see if this person's a dick. I want to go hang out with that person. And yeah.
So who's your crew? Like how long have you been in the United States? Like who is I? You were with some other dude when I saw you. And I think somebody told me one of your friends and he was like this jacked out, like gym looking guy on Instagram. I forget who it was, but who do you hang out with? Like, who do you roll with?
Bro, I legit just hang out with business people. Like, all my friends are not in this space whatsoever. They're more so just like focused on business and building brands and legacy. Like, that's the stuff that really tickles my fancy, is getting around that stuff. But I do enjoy like being in the social media space, and I have a lot of friends here. But mainly, like, if there's any social media influencer that I hang out with, it's pretty much just like Tana, that crew, and then the high pass. Like, that's pretty much my clique when it comes to this stuff. But day in, day out, it's my business partners and, yeah, other people like that.
How old are you?
23.
Oh, so you're young. Larsa Pippen.
I legit just got roasted for this like 10 minutes before this.
Who I don't even know who is that. Like, Scotty? Who is that?
Yeah, Scotty Pippen's ex-wife. Yeah, she's great.
You were spotted with her a bunch of times, right, in pictures?
Okay, let me nip this in the butt. We went to dinner and there was six people. There was like six people there. It was a publicist. She was trying to learn about TikTok. I'm like, sweet, you're an absolute fox. I would love to meet you.
Larsa Pippen wants to learn about TikTok. So just randomly out of a hat, she picked your name.
You're the big TikToker.
I knew someone in her team. So they were just like, oh yeah, come hang out with her. So I was like, sweet. So we hung out a couple times to just talk about social media, stuff like that. But she's great. She's definitely a MILF for sure.
Was she DTF? Did she want to fuck you?
We have never hooked up. No, we've never done
all these people, whoever created this list for me.
Yeah.
The only one that we know is confirmed is Julia Rose. And we're saying Laura Pippen, Stassi, all fake, not
it's
real.
It's just the people on the internet want to run with it. What was that?
Cloud farming. That's all it was. Yeah. We're just hanging out.
I don't know that I believe this. You hook up with Alex?
Alex Cooper?
Yeah, Alex Cooper.
Fuck, I wish. Wouldn't that be a good time?
Oh, she's your boyfriend now. You didn't try?
No, I just feel like she's just way too cool for me.
I feel like you're trying to do this like what is it, the deprecation, but it's not really like, I don't believe it.
Like, he's trying to be, I'm such a nice guy.
Yeah, they
want to
hook up with me. Blah 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 blah.
Playing the nice guy.
What was like before you were on the show and you're just like a normal human? Obviously, they cast you on the show because your looks. Like, how much has it changed in terms of, like, were you, if you were going out before anyone knew who the fuck you were you having the same degree of success with girls as you do now, or is it night and day because people know who you are?
I think it was, obviously it's a lot easier with a little bit more attention, but it was still easy. Like, I think before this show happened, the easiest time I've ever hooked up with anyone, I was leaving a club and I said something to my friend. This was in L.A., this is, I think it was like 19. No. It was the first time I came here. I was like, yeah, 22. And I walked outside the club and this girl's like, oh, are you Australian? I was like, yeah. And then I said, where are you going? She's like, I'm going home. I'm like, okay, well, get you Uber. Easiest.
That's you have that accent. I mean, no, you're good looking. The accent's fucking cheating, especially when you're like in the United States.
It is.
Yeah, but I'm not worth hundreds of millions a day, Dave. You
that helps too. Listen, you got to play to your strengths. Some guys can fucking dribble left. Some guys can do this. I use what works for me. I've seen you. You're like 6'4 or something. You're tall, right?
Six five.
So I'm 5'10. So I got to stand on my wallet to get a couple inches. Everybody's going to do whatever anybody's going to do. And I'll say, Bree, I'll ask you. I'm a straight dude. Like, people have asked me when they say it. I can appreciate good looking. It's like, yeah, he's a good looking dude. I don't know that I'd notice him walking by the street. Like, David Beckham, like, I almost passed out. It's like, oh my fucking God, Beckham. Like, Bree, is the hype real here?
The hype, I think the hype has helped from the personality and the accent. Like, you're a very good looking dude, but it's not like David Beckham, right?
Well, yeah. Or anybody. Like, I actually saw, and I'm sure you know because everybody, and I've mentioned it, the dude from The Bachelor, who I think is so good looking. I saw him in New York.
Which
when
one?
I didn't know who he was. Who?
Which one?
Tyler Cameron.
Yeah, that dude's a stud.
I would say you guys are kind of similar, though. I would.
No,
say
Tyler Cameron's way better looking. No offense, than Aaron.
No, he's a stud. You can tell he's like a good person as well. I'm a piece of shit.
Are you?
I think it's the opposite. It's opposite of that.
I can't tell. Like, if you're ranking honestly, Bree, just straight, Tyler Cameron, Beckham and Harry? Give me like the numbers on these guys.
Oh, me personally, Beckham, Tyler Cameron. Those two are close. Like Tyler Cameron is Tyler Cameron.
He's really good looking.
And then like close third, you.
All right, so then that's if you're in that category, you're fucking.
You're fine. Yeah, you're fine. You're totally good.
Five too.
Also, I'm very grateful that you put me in the group with those guys.
And I know you're not going to fucking say it, but are there any famous people? Well, I don't. I'll ask it. Famous people we don't know about. Would you?
Yeah, for sure.
But you're not going to say it.
I can't.
Yeah, you can say it.
Nah, because then I'll just fumble that bag.
What do you mean fumble that? You mean you won't be able to hook up with him anymore?
Yeah, I won't be able to talk to him anymore because they'll say I got loose lips.
Yeah, but
I know. I'm sorry. I know you guys wanted to keep
loose lips build ships. They don't sink ships.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
All right, we got a game here for him, Brie?
Yeah, so we got two truths and a lie.
I don't know why this guy doesn't tell the truth.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know if he's a liar or a truther. I guess
I'm telling the 100% honest truth.
For real?
I don't have any reason to lie to you.
All right.
This is a perfect
two
game for you.
And a lie.
All right. So first one, Harry was training to be a professional rugby player until he was cast for Too Hot to Handle. Harry was raised on a farm where he spent time looking after his pet bull, Nigel, or Harry has a tattoo of an elephant on his butt. So me and you, Dave, have to guess the two truths and then the lie.
I'm gonna say the rugby thing is true, but that is just because everybody in reality TV or who ends up in something like this always has like, oh no, I was gonna be a pro athlete till I end up here.
Like
so
Noah
I'm
Beck.
I'm gonna say, what's that?
Like Noah Beck with the soccer.
No, they all do. It's like, oh no. I was drafted in the second round of the NFL, but I decided to do TikTok. So I'm gonna say that's true, or at least his version of it is. And I'm going to say that he was raised on a farm where he's looking for a pet bull, Nigel. I think the elephant's fake.
The elephant's fake. I think the Nigel one's fake, the pet bull.
You guys are so wrong.
What?
Oh, shit. I was dead wrong.
Yeah, and the tattoo doesn't even make sense. I'll show you.
Why do you have that?
I was 17. I was at boarding school, and I was drunk with my best friend, and I said, "Can you design me a tattoo in 10 minutes?" And he's like, "Sure." And he's like, "I'll get a matching one." And we went to the tattoo shop, and it's in Arabic, and it says, "Never forget not," which doesn't make any sense. And then I asked him why he's not getting Arabic, and he just got the elephant. He's like, "Oh, because Arabic just doesn't make sense." And I only found out like recently that it
makes sense.
What?
How did you get cast for the show?
I was meant to go on Love Island in the UK because I have a UK passport. And then they're like, nah, you're way better on this other show for horny people. So we'll put you on there. And the casting process was actually really crazy. I thought I was going into like some porno set because they're like asking how many threesomes have I had? How many girls I've slept with? What's happening? Like the whole casting process was just about sex. And I'm like, this is perfect.
What is your body count?
I got it on my phone somewhere. I don't know where my phone is, but
you
it's above.
You keep it on your phone? You just add every time?
Yeah, it's above 160. I say it on my podcast. I don't give a fuck. I'm the open book. I told you, I don't have any reason to lie.
No, above 160. All right. So did you go looking to be on this show, or did they just see, oh, there's a good looking guy, let's ask him?
I was applying for shows for sure, because I went and won one in New Zealand and won 100 G's, and I was like, this is sick, I want to keep the momentum going, because I dropped out of university and like, I better figure this shit out. And then Netflix, we didn't know it was for Netflix, we just sort of for some random TV network, and then it happened, it was peak quarantine and everything was perfect. Yeah.
Okay. All right, next one.
All right, so this is for me and you, Harry. We have to guess about Dave. Dave lost an arm wrestling match to a girl. Dave got cut from his Pop Warner football team for being too small. Or Dave went to college for nursing.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go.
I feel like the top one's a lie. Dave lost an arm wrestling match to a girl. I think that's a lie.
Okay. So that's the lie. I think that might be true. And I'm going to say that Dave went to college for nursing is a lie.
This game's going spectacularly for the
shit.
Person.
Yeah,
I got my fucking ass kicked by a girl. We did a video at like a pro wrestling league. Now, to my defense, they worked us out for like 10 hours, so my arms were jelly. But yeah, I lost, and she screamed in my face. As far as the school, I applied to Michigan, I got denied, and in the letter back, they just said I'd make a great nurse. I don't know why they said that. I faint at blood. As far as the football thing, I was like a dynamite Pop Warner player.
We've got
Do we have the video of the arm wrestling?
We have clips of both, the Pop Warner and the arm wrestling.
Okay. Here's the arm wrestling. I was dominant at both.
What'd you just say?
You're
my coach.
Yeah, it's years and years ago.
Round one. Sorry, B.
There you go, girl. Woo!
You were kind of yoked, Dave.
Yeah, you look like an ego.
Well, I mean, I have bad shoulders. We don't have to show the Pop Warner. That doesn't matter. All right, next one.
Is the next one for, is it Josh?
It could be Josh, which we'll have to cut.
Oh, no, this is mine. So I'll read them and you guys are going to have to guess. Okay. Brie told her mom she was going to Maine with friends and drove to Ohio to meet a boy from a cruise by herself. Brie hasn't done laundry since she moved to New York City. She just buys new clothes. Brie flipped off a random man that ended up being the CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
Yikes.
Oh, this is hard.
I think one has to be true.
You think one's true?
I don't think you can afford to just keep buying new clothes, but I don't know how you would know a Fortune 500 CEO, but I'm going to say the Fortune 500's a lie.
Okay.
No, I'm going to say the new clothes is a lie. How could you afford that?
Yeah, I was going to say the new clothes is definitely a lie. I didn't even do that. That's expensive.
Wrong.
CEO. So you just buy new clothes?
No, so people, like, I get clothes sent to me every day. I have a new package sent to me every day. So it's like I just have new clothes all the time. Yeah.
That's fair. Like our own clothes you're talking.
Yeah, and just like companies send me clothes all the time.
All right.
It's cool. The best perk of being an influencer.
Okay. I was going to say, it sounds expensive if you're buying so many clothes.
Yeah, no, that would be crazy.
You know what sounds expensive? Having a masseuse come to your house after you run, like, hill sprints.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
Do you have any routine to your day, or is it just different, like, every day?
I'm up at, like, 6 or 7 a.m. I go train, and then if I'm bored, I'll go train again. But then I just come back. I have meetings all afternoon, and then I'll try and, like, I'll pump a Celsius, and I'll try and bang out some TikToks, and then I'll see who I can get over.
Do you see yourself boxing?
I just see it as a great opportunity to, number one, make some quick money, number two, get exposed to a new audience, and also drop someone, put them on their head. I've been fighting for a minute, so that's why I'd love the opportunity to do it, and also like to get in the best shape of your life. One of my goals is to be on Men's Health, so I'm like, that would be hand in hand, but I doubt it's going to happen because, number one, everyone in LA and in the scene's like under, 6 foot, and I'm 225, 6'5". So it's a bit of a difference. So I just have to find someone who doesn't like me.
So that, the obvious name because of the Julia Rose is Jake, but you're too big for that.
Well, I was meant to go on the social gloves thing, but they were just waiting for him to sign. I think it was depending if he lost to Ben Askren, which, as we know, that was an embarrassing loss for Ben. But yeah, I would have loved to do it. I think they were trying to get me with some UK kid that I've never heard of. So I don't really care, because I'm not really too bothered because I know the money isn't going to be the same.
Yeah, I mean, you and Jake could build a pretty compelling backstory, clearly. And you have a big following. He's obviously got this thing down to a science.
Yeah, I also think, like, there's an issue with, like, there's no, like, trash talking with this other stuff. That's what I love doing. Like, I would love to be in a situation where it's just straight trash talking. Like, that shit's fun to me. But, again, like, I realize that it's definitely not my path because it hasn't lit up for me. So I'm like, whatever, I'm just going to keep focusing on shows, podcasting, and doing that stuff.
Got it. Was that the entire game, Bree?
Yeah, that was the game. We have another one if you wanted to play. We could we could just do headlines.
No, let's go through the headlines. And Harry, hopefully if you can just join us, go through these. So you, Bree, said Bryce Hall cheated on Addison on your podcast. Post on TikTok room. Yeah. Now you're being attacked by Bryce Hall fans. Yeah. So what is the background here? You have proof? You like new? Is this factual? Does everyone know this?
Okay. Well, I mean, everyone in the world is saying that Bryce Hall cheated on Addison. And here's my thing. On my podcast, Plan Bree, I'm very different than on this podcast. I just spill it all. Like, whatever I know, I say. And I did that because when we were in Miami, I was with girls that I trust and that I believe, and people that didn't want to come forward for clout that basically were just like, yeah, like, this is very true. And I said it on my podcast, and I forget people actually listen. I think of it as a diary, and then it got pretty big, and Bryce Hall's fucking pissed.
I don't, and he says, I don't, I-D-E-K, what does that mean?
I don't even know.
I don't even know her. Well, I mean, he does. He's met you a bunch of times. But how does she know about my business, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so you're saying it's fact. You believe it to be fact.
I believe it to be a fact, yes.
Have you, Harry, slid into any DMs or tried with anybody and just got flat out denied?
Yeah, I had this famous actor, and I DM'd her because I saw it in my request, and she unsent her message. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. She got like 13 or 15 mil. I'm like, she looks very wholesome. She looks like someone that I would settle down with. She looks like the best time. I DM'd her, and I said some weird shit, and then she just said no. She literally just said no, and then I sent her a voice recording of me laughing, and I'm like, what the fuck do you mean no? And then she was like, LOL, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm so confused. Did I do something? No reply. I'm probably blocked, to be honest.
Really? See, I feel like if anybody replies, you're good.
Well, what was the weird shit you said? Let me see from a girl's perspective if I would be like, no.
Hello, you little butter chicken.
That's not that weird.
I don't know if I'm down for a hello, little butter chicken.
But here's the look, everyone's sliding in saying hi, saying you look good. I'm just going to come with some weird shit because it's going to guarantee a response.
Okay. And you're saying she requested you.
It was already, I had to go to a screenshot and say, accept message request from this famous actress. And then.
So you're not going to say who this actress is either? Well, I mean, what good is this game?
I don't know. I just feel, because I feel like she's very wholesome and she already replied. So that means that she knows that I exist and that's all that matters. So maybe one day I might fall in love with her.
And I don't know that I count that. I look at it weird. If a girl requests me or says something, that to me is her sliding into mine, not you sliding to hers. So have you tried any you being the first move?
Yeah. I tried Sweetie the other day, but that didn't work. Obviously, what's her name? Sweetie, the one that just broke up with Quavo. Yeah. I don't think I'm her flavor, but I was like, you know what? She just looks like the best time. So I'm gonna try and slide
it. Yeah, that's your thing. That is basically in fact, you've said the last girl, like, she looks wholesome, like the best time. To me, when you say best time, you're thinking like, I think like Rihanna. Like, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, all right. Great. So wholesome and best time, not together. all right, so there's one thing. How often are you sliding into people's DMs?
I just probably sitting like four girls' DMs just then.
Just now?
Yeah, because I was on TikTok, and they just, if I see your video more than once, I'm just going to DM you because I feel like it's the universe telling me that we need to be together.
I feel like TikTok, though, isn't it so fucking young?
Yeah, that's why you check.
Gotta be careful, yeah.
And birthdays.
I credit to me, I don't even look at TikTok.
Yeah, stay off there.
I do.
I know,
credit to me. I just said credit to me. Okay, what else do we got here?
Well, what do you think about the Hype House getting a Netflix show, Harry?
It's so exciting. I don't know how anyone else feels, but I think, like, I've like, hats off to Thomas for just grinding and just cracking the code. I think it's going to be interesting because it's a whole bunch of young, successful kids. So everyone's going to be, number one, like, jealous and, like, annoyed because they, you know, figured it out and they're running it up. But, like, I feel like it's great. It's a very – they have a very, like, interesting world. And that's what something I've always been curious about, like, these influencers and, like, everyone. I'm like, what the fuck goes on behind closed doors? So I think it's a good opportunity. I know the Sway Boys have their thing. Taylor has his thing. So I think it's like a very – it's weird that everyone got reality TV shows at the same time, but I feel like it's definitely a step in the right direction. I'm excited.
Direction for what?
But for them to, like, keep growing.
It's the direction that maybe – I didn't even think these guys – Little Huddy lives in a fucking house still? No, he doesn't, does he?
Yeah, he's got his own house with, like, his boys, like Ryland and Nick and all those boys.
What would your dream, like, next step be? Like, if it's like, hey, you can create a show about you, what would it be?
One of my big goals is to, like, follow, like, Ashton Kutcher's steps. I feel like he figured it out. That's, like, the perfect way, like, have a show, like, Punked, go down that way, maybe try and get into acting. I don't know, just try. That's my thing. And then end up, you know, being just heavily involved with business and stuff like that, because that's where I find is fun.
Okay. We got some videos to react to. I don't know what this one is. We'll skip to Josh one. Dave predicts BFFs on Rundown. I don't know what this is going to be.
Give me an over-under on total episodes.
7.
I was going to say max. I was going to say 10 would be a fucking miracle.
6 months later.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone can have. And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other.
So you guessed 6 episodes.
Yeah, well, I mean, when we did this TikTok thing, I wanted to get in front of a new audience. I didn't know how big it would go or but it kind of took off, and it's growing. Who knows? We're throwing Harry into the fire because the TikTok guy isn't necessarily here on this episode. But, yeah, the thing's picking up steam. We're getting good guests. People want to come on. We've been better at getting people. But you haven't given us yet that sound clips like, oh, I fucked this person. Like, Alex came on. She's like, I blew fucking Logan Paul.
Threw me under the bus. She fucked me there. Called me, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
What did you do there?
Because I said on her podcast, I was like, yo, I heard from a very credible source that you know, talk the talk and walk the walk. Like, you're very good at your craft. And then she's like, oh, so exciting. I didn't realize that he was the only guy in the city that she's hooked up with, who I'm very close with. I was like, oh, surely she's going to be confused. She's not going to get it. And then that comes out, and I was like, fuck, I look like such a dick to Logan.
That's what we need, though. We need, like, dirt, gossip, whatever you have. Like, just do it. That's what makes
anyone you
show
hate, you can
work.
Talk shit on this podcast. We like it.
I'm trying to figure it out. What's going on?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so you're not dating anybody. You're not seeing anybody. You're not doing anything right now.
Nah, I just – the situation with my ex, like her – she just broke up with her girlfriend. So I just look like a piece of shit at the moment. That's what's going on in the UK, so – she flew to the UK to film a show with her girlfriend. They broke up literally not even a week after I texted her to make sure that we're like everything's squashed and everything's fine. And now I look like just an absolute fuckhead because I've messaged her, and now we're like TikToking back and forth. I texted her. I was like, hey, let's just nip this in the butt.
So this girl's bisexual, clearly. Like, is she more like she dates everybody? She's just whatever. Like, she's like fucking, I would say, Lenny Kravitz, just likes humans.
Yeah, she does her thing. She actually hooked up with one of the other girls on my show the night after we got back. And I thought it was cheating. I was like, yo, I don't think that that's okay. But apparently, it's all good. That's not cheating. If she's fucking girls while you're together.
We've talked about this before. I don't know. I think I wouldn't like it necessarily if I knew the other girl unless I was involved.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, yo, let's be inclusive. Like, let's be fun. Like, this is a great time, but we're at a club. And then she went to the bathroom and come back, and she's like, yeah, I just fucked her in the bathroom. It was some scissor action.
It's tough to get mad at that, I suppose. Okay. Questions to end it? I think, how long has this thing been going?
How long is it?
Like 45 minutes.
All right, yeah, perfect. Let's do questions. Let's end it. And we can just, we'll both answer these, okay. Harry and I.
Yeah. Okay. All right. First one, what's the worst accidental text you've ever sent?
I sent my mom's best friend a nude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was horrible. I was in high school. I was at a weird stage where I didn't want to save people's numbers because I didn't want other girls to know I was texting other girls. So I would go hang out with them and I just have all these like unsaved numbers on my phone. And one of them happened to be my mom's best friend. And where we live, we don't really have cell phone reception.
Wait,
to drive.
Why did you have your mom's best friend in your cell phone?
Because my mom was away and she like come like make us dinner and like look after us and take us to school. So okay. It was really weird the next day when we were driving to school and her phone starts lighting up with a photo of my fucking Big Jim and the twins.
Do you sling dick? How loose are you like sending dick shots and whatever?
I'm surprised my nudes aren't out.
So you're loose?
I don't care. Dick, yeah.
That's what I don't get.
Why don't you get that?
I have 3 sex tapes out. My dick's everywhere. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, but it's only me. You're sitting here saying you sling dick all over the place. What? This is what I do not get. And then people are like, he's weird, creepy. I'm like, I'm pretty sure everyone's like doing what I'm doing, but not everyone has 3 sex tapes. Not everybody. I don't get what's going on with me.
Well, I just think, you know, you're a little bit more, you're in a better position than I am. You know, people are going to try and like sell it or like do shit for me.
I don't agree with that. I think people would be more likely to sell your shit. Who wants to see my shit?
I'm carpet bombing my shit. So it's the same. It's a carpet bomb to the same, you know, 20 people or whatever at the same time. So what me and my friends do, we'll take one video, carpet bomb it.
I don't do that. I'd have 150 sex tapes at this point. I know when I see it, it's like, oh, I know who did that. I'm like, why'd you fucking do that? That's crazy. This is what I'm talking about. This is when people are like, oh, you're creepy. It's like, I don't think I am, yet I don't have the proof of other people. This guy, Harry, sitting here saying he's slinging it all over the place. No one's posting it. What the fuck?
It's probably not pretty enough, you know?
Maybe after this episode airs, there's going to be plenty of his dick on Twitter now.
It'll be like house of cards. It'll all come out.
What did you say to your mom's friend? Did you say anything?
Yeah, I was driving the car, and she like was like, Harry, what's this? I grabbed her phone, and I was like, shut the fuck up, and deleted it. And it was just really awkward from there. And then,
I know mine. I've never said it.
Well, yeah, I was saying, like, I was, like, going to eat her pussy and, like, all this crazy shit. I can't wait to see you at school. Like, all this weird – because I was wilding out. And then, you have this 40-year-old woman read this beside you. It was fucking horrible.
I have a woman right now writing an article on me, and she has gone back and just looked at who I'm friends with on Instagram, girls, and is DMing the girls out of the blue, being like, hey, do you have any weird texts from Dave? DMs? Yeah.
Did she get any?
I don't know what she's got. She's she's done 10 years of, like, back digging. So, yeah, I'm sure she has some pretty fucking weird shit. I texted somebody I worked with, similar to what Harry. It was pretty graphic shit. And I knew it right away, and I just, like, please delete that from your brain and your memory. Like, let's just pretend it never happened, and I'd never want to talk about it again.
Oh, God.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever heard someone say at Barstool, or I guess in Harry's world, so dumbest thing you've ever heard one say at? I mean, we have all sorts of stupid shit. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like an influencer say something stupid.
Oh, actually, I think Chloe sent me something dumb today. She was talking about me and this girl here. I've got it right here.
All right.
She said the dumbest thing to me.
Who's it? Chloe?
Oh. Chloe's one of the girls from my show. Yeah, I think. Let me play this.
Just be careful. You swim with the snakes. You're going to get bitten. I don't know if that makes sense. You know what
snakes can swim.
Disregard the first 2 words of that, but that swim with the snakes, you're going to get bitten, is one of my favorite lines.
I don't fucking hate it. Should be sharks. what price would you delete your favorite social media for? So that would be TikTok for you, right?
Damn.
I'm Instagram.
Probably like 100 mil.
100 mil?
TikTok's great.
100 mil?
Well, if he deletes TikTok, he can't make TikToks anymore.
Huh?
If you delete TikTok, you can't make them anymore, too. So you got to think about that.
Yeah, but I'm not like Josh or like Bryce. I don't have like tens of millions of followers on there. Like,
yeah, but
I'm still
getting $100 million.
I feel like that's a great trade-off.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah, that's what that's probably the highest.
What's your net worth?
I don't know. How do you determine that?
I don't know. Like, if I'm going to look up right now. I'm going to look it up on Celebrity. What is Harry Josie's net worth? What?
Yeah, let me know. I'm interested.
I'm going to look it up.
A mil? Josie.
What?
We looked it up. I think it says a million, right?
That's pretty boring. It's more than that.
This is old, though. This is an old picture of you.
Yeah,
current net worth $4.5 million. Lard of it is that close?
I'd say so. Yeah, I think that's lit. I'm only a year in, so
that's
about
fucking
right.
Great. But 100 million, I would probably delete TikTok for a little less than 100 million.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, probably like 10 or 20.
Well, yeah, that's how you answer the question. I'm coming up with that. No, I didn't pull that out of thin air. I would delete Instagram for like, I don't know, 5 million. It's not that important. 5 million. The only thing I use Instagram, I post stories. I could use the other. That's how, like, do you use DMs on Instagram or are you on TikTok? Do you like TikTok or both?
I DM on Instagram. I just talent scout on TikTok.
That's like a full-time job. No wonder. So you work out and you just do that. Okay. What about you? What about you, Bri?
Yeah, a couple mil. Because then you can never use it again. It's like, that's all we do as people now. It's like kind of sad.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'd be so bored.
Yeah,
these next
two
questions, I don't have much use for. If you could have one song describe the last 5 years of your life, what would it be? No clue. And what's the greatest addition to food? Dumb questions. Those two. I'm into it. Do we have anything else? Bri, you want to ask him anything else before we let him go? When's your podcast, by the way? Give it all the details so everyone knows.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. It's called Tap In. I pretty much just talk about fucking bitches and I'm a lot more vulgar and just talk about shit.
That's why you're not giving us like any of the information because
this is exactly how I talk of mine, but I have like sexologists come on. I'm like, what a guy is doing wrong. How can, you know, we improve everyone's sex life? Like that's pretty much it. Cause we're all very,
so what's like all the one piece of advice that they give? Like if you're giving that for guys listening to this audience, ours is probably like 50-50, 60-40 girls, guys. Your audience, I assume, is
mainly
mostly girls?
Yeah, 80%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the best piece of advice that I ever got was if you're going to hook up with someone, make sure you do it right with one friend because you're going to end up in the group chat so you can give everyone else shit dick. That was...
The advice is to be good at sex? Is that what you
said? Be good for one person. Or make sure you keep their socks on so they're comfortable. And then make sure you eat pussy. Like, my biggest thing is you eat pussy before you have sex. Make sure they come. So then you can just be terrible.
all good. I mean, as a guy, like, I always want to be good. But sometimes, like, you know, the pitcher just busts a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. I can't hit it. It's like, what are you going to do? I'm not trying to suck ever.
Yeah. No, we will have those days. Yeah. For sure.
All right. So that's Harry Joseph. Listen to the podcast. Maybe give us some more information. I appreciate you coming on, filling in. So, and check him out on TikTok. What was your TikTok? Are you like a TikTok boy? I also want to look. Are you just like sexing it up on there, like dancing?
Nah,
I'm
trying to be more funny because I realize that it's the lip syncing shit so boring. It's just, it doesn't do anything.
I agree with that.
I feel like it's played. Like, I feel like it was good for like the first, like probably like 2 years ago when people were starting to blow up. But I feel like now, people have to be a little bit more thoughtful. Like that two-tone Tony, he put so much time and effort into making his content. He's blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's the...
Somebody mentioned that to him the other day. A girl wanted to hang out. I was like, I dated this dude. I have stories. It's like, why the fuck would I want to go out with somebody who's leading with, like, have stories about some other dude? Like, that sounds like how you get another sex tape out there.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad time. Sounds like she's got loose lips.
What last question? If one celebrity, anyone, like who's your dream?
Ooh, who was I looking at? I feel like Selena Gomez would be a great time, or Vanessa Hudgens. I saw her in the gym and she's just stunning. She's got great energy.
Kind of, they're kind of similar vibes. They kind of that just told a lot about like your type.
yeah, that's pretty much me. Or there's like, I feel like Sweetie, whatever. How do you say that? I feel like she just looks like a handful of fun.
Yeah, I like that. I'm just gonna start saying I don't. It sounds less offensive maybe when it's like in a British accent. Like I feel if I say like, oh, you look like fun. I almost have heard girls be like, we don't like that. I'm gonna have fun. You say it in that British accent, you're probably gonna get away with it.
That's very true. Like, if you were to say she's a good time, it would be like creepy vibes.
This guy's slinging dick all over the place. No one's posting it. I send one dick pic. It's fucking everywhere 10 seconds later. It's a joke.
It's not fair. All right. It's not fair.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
It is crazy. I mean, that.
Insane. Slinging dick
everywhere. How does he do that? What?
Slinging dick everywhere and no dick pics out.
Carpet bombing, as he said.
That's insane. I've never heard of that in my life, just sending dick pics out to a mass amount of people.
I am talking to a girl, like, and we started getting more serious. She was on a boat the other day, and other girls were showing the video that was sent to you. How awkward is that for her? She's like, I'm kind of talking to him. Put his dick away.
Yeah, please stop. Please stop. Yeah, but go find Harry somewhere. I have one thing that I want to talk about, and I want to pitch it to you. So, you know, so it's on the sheet. Sienna Mae was made a TikTok about how girls should be boxing too, like how all these YouTubers are
doing. Sienna Mae is the uncancelable queen that we had on the show.
Yes, yes. And I commented back and I was like, let's be the first girls to do it. And she was like, yeah, she's down. But I think we're missing out on a huge opportunity. Why aren't we being the first to do girls like in the YouTuber, TikToker world boxing? Why don't we do it?
Great question.
I think we should do it. And I think a lot of people
doesn't
would be
seem like the best one to do it because she likes everybody.
No, I think we could get a lot of people to do it. I think Tana would do it. She could fight like Bella Thorne. I could fight the Victoria girl. And then you and Josh could be commentators. I think it could be huge.
Yeah, I mean, listen, everyone's trying to box right now. I think the girl thing for sure plays. We have girls fight at Rough and Rowdy, and they're always great fights. And there's drama. There for sure
there's
is drama.
There's drama.
So
I think it would be good. I think we should get some girls to fight on TikTok. Start some.
We'd have to find the real girls who don't like each other.
I know. Yeah. We got to do some deep digging, and maybe we could get people to talk shit on BFFs and start feuds.
I'm down.
All right. Let's get it going.
All right. And Josh will be back next week. Harry's good. I can see why girls like him. He's a good personality. He is good looking. You look better in that than what I remembered him being. I mean, he's a big guy, so that helps.
Yeah, tall guy, accent, blonde. It works.
Yeah. Blonde. He's not blonde.
He's like dirty blonde, yeah. Yes, 100%. Is he?
No, he's not.
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
I'd say
I would
blonde.
Say he's dirty blonde.
Dirty blonde. All right.
Dave, before we end, did you see what Bree is potentially going to have to get tatted on herself?
Oh.
That I'm her dad or something?
Yeah, I'm really hoping that doesn't win. So I posted a TikTok saying if you get me to 1 million by Monday, that I will get the top comment tattooed on me. And all of the comments are to do with you and Josh. And the one that is winning right now is Dave is my dad, and it has almost 200,000 likes. So
how far away are you from a million?
Like 50,000.
Oh, so you're going to get a million.
I don't know. I really hope not.
I'm 50,000 by Monday?
I know. I'm hoping it slows down because I gained like 40,000 yesterday from the video.
Yeah, no, you're definitely going to do it. I mean,
I don't think I
want that tattoo either.
I think we could say that you said I don't have permission to get that, so I'll have to get the second one tattooed.
Like, that's the type of thing you'll get that, and then I'll somehow get canceled for it.
They'll yeah.
Like, of course, Dave has his employees getting like that on their body. Me too, canceled.
I think the second highest comment was like, Dave and Josh are my dad, so we're just adding Josh in the mix.
That one I can live with a little bit more because it's like a BFF as opposed to just me.
Dave is my dad. That's just a brutal thing.
Yeah, no, I don't want that one.
Yeah, no. So that's a no. I'll get the second one.
All right.
All right.
All right. There we go. That's the episode.